Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, What Do You Believe? Do you believe everything political leaders say? Do you believe everything you see on the internet? Do you believe Elvis is still alive? Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny? There are a lot of things we don't believe in. There are some things, however, that are essential to believe in. It would be impossible for me to list all of the things we don't believe in. And in the end, most of them don't matter. This endless list simply makes for meaningless conversation with friends. Discussing these items can lead to debates and arguments, but rarely does it lead to any consequential outcome. It is important, however, to have strongly held core beliefs. One reason is because these firmly held beliefs can sustain us through difficult and challenging times. Like GPS, they can orient us in the right direction when we are lost. Most importantly, they proclaim and affirm our belief in Jesus Christ. As Christians, most of us adhere to a common set of beliefs. The following is a list of some beliefs that really matter. Take a moment and listen to this list called the Christian Beliefs Test. Listen to each question. If you believe in what I ask, say the words, I do. Do you believe that there is one God who is the creator of heaven and earth and everything we see or can't see? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe He is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus is one with the Father in heaven and He is eternal? Do you believe that Jesus, for the purpose of our salvation, came down from heaven and through the power of the Holy Spirit, He was born of a virgin and became human like us? Do you believe that Jesus freely chose to suffer at the hands of Pontius Pilate and was put to death on a cross, and 3 days later He rose from the dead? Do you believe that Jesus ascended into heaven and sits at His Father's side, and that one day He will return in glory and His kingdom will never end? Do you believe that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead? Do you believe that Jesus founded one church known as the body of Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, who, as the third person in the Holy Trinity, is to be adored and glorified? Do you believe in the forgiveness of sins through belief in Jesus Christ? Do you profess your baptism into the Christian faith? And do you believe in the resurrection of the dead and eternal life? These things absolutely matter. Lack of belief in these things can have a negative eternal consequence. However, by believing in these things, we find hope, joy, and a path to eternal life. There are all kinds of circumstances that put our belief to the test. Satan works overtime to spread doubt and confusion. In addition, there will always be false teachers who put forth false doctrine. When this happens and we see others flocking to believe in these doctrines, we are sometimes tempted to join them. We must remain alert. There are times when we can feel distant from God, when we struggle to break free from sinful habits, and when we experience spiritual dry spells. When these things happen, our faith can wane and our beliefs can be put to the test. If you find yourself currently struggling in your faith, doubting your core beliefs, or simply having one of those spiritual dry spells, I encourage you to go to my website and to reread the spiritual beliefs test that I stated earlier. State I do out loud over and over again to each question. This will serve to reorient and reinforce your belief system. After doing so, I encourage you to pray over the following scripture passages. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. John 5:24. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Romans 10, verse 9. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Finally, John 3, 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. These verses point out the importance of believing in and following the teachings of Jesus. I hope these verses and this review of core beliefs has bolstered and reinvigorated your faith. If you have strayed and fallen away from God, I hope this review draws you back into the body of believers. Now, please pray these words with me. Lord Jesus, I believe and put my faith in you. Amen. Please take a moment to go to my website and check out the video about my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. It's available on my website, and it's also available on Amazon.com. Please be sure to leave a review on Amazon if you've already read the book. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.